Tino, g'day.
G'day, Ray. How are you?
Well, thank you, Tino.
Ray, I'm ringing about my son, Stephen, that was critically injured in a hang glider accident last Tuesday at Forbes.
Forbes. Okay. I think I may have mentioned this hang gliding incident on the 24th. Would that be it?
That's it.
And he's from Sydney, and dear, oh dear.
Yeah, what I was ringing for, Ray, is look, you know, we're all quick to criticise and condemn, but we're very short on the ability to praise when something, when you see something go into action.
Mm.
And particularly, I heard about it on 6 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Right.
And I rang 000. They put me through to Parks LAC. The lady at Parks LAC got hold of the attending constable at Forbes, and they let me know what was going on. And just to see the whole system go into action and get him to Westmead via helicopter and down into the hospital, I just want to thank everyone involved.
Did you become aware very quickly, did you, to know that this was your boy?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
Okay. And he's a very experienced hang glider, I'm told.
No, he's going through a course on hang gliding, and he's done a little bit of hang gliding. This was part of the course where they were towed up by an ultralight. He lost control at about 6 metres and plunged into the ground.
Oh, dear. And what condition is he now in, old mate?
It appears that his cervical spine is A-OK.
Right.
It appears that he hasn't had too much brain damage at all, so that looks all positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a few broken bones and things of that nature. But it appears they'll take him off the ventilator system probably today or tomorrow. They've fixed these broken bones on his arms and things, or on his wrist, and then they hope to do any of the facial injuries sometime, next week maybe.
What's your boy's first name?
Stephen.
Stephen. He's 34, I'm told.
Yes.
Okay. Well, things are looking much brighter on this Friday than they were on Tuesday and Wednesday by the sounds of it.
No, I think you're 100% right, Ray. But importantly, you know, those people that are involved, I mean, we've got a system that's probably second to none in the world.
Mm.
I mean, once they go into coordinated action, they seem to get it done very well, particularly the people at Westmead
and
the police force.
Yeah, I did actually mention it, Yugara showground. He was picked up by chopper.
That's where they picked him up from.
Yeah. Okay. And he's actually, I thought I'd said that he was experienced, but actually he was learning to be a hang glider pilot, so to speak.
That's right. He was going through a particular phase of the instruction, and this one was being towed up by an ultralight specifically designed for that exercise. I think it was up at Bill Moyes' property up there. Mm. And, unfortunately, accidents happened. He's lost control of it. And he's lucky to be alive.
Well, it's very kind of you to let us know what's happened, and also kind of you to thank the emergency services. Can I ask you to do me one favour? Can you let me know how Stephen progresses? Because everyone would be very interested to make sure that he makes as good a recovery as you possibly can, given the expertise of the people involved.
Yes, it's awesome to watch them in operation down there at Westmead Hospital.
Good on you, mate. Well, you hold it together, and you're a nice man for ringing and thanking those people when you're going through a difficult time with your son.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Tino. It's very kind of you, and we wish Stephen all the very, very best. I've got a lovely note from a gentleman in Goolagong. Good morning, Ray. I was listening to your program this morning. I heard the interview with the dad of the young man that was injured in Forbes in that incident last Tuesday, the 22nd of the 9th. I'm the inspector in the ambulance service, was on duty in charge of the treatment and evacuation of the young man. I'm more than happy to discuss with the dad any questions he may have in relation to it. It was wonderful to hear he's doing well. We don't get a lot of feedback because of privacy regulations. Well, look, Dad's really happy with what you did, and we're more than happy to pass your details on, but I think you'll find he just wanted to come on air and thank all of you people, including you, Inspector, for the wonderful work you did in relation to his son.